Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create an amazing life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. We spent the first 102 episodes going through the stages 1 through 11 in great detail. So if you have not enjoyed that, go back and check that out and binge on that for a while. And work your way through this. And now we're in a new phase where we're talking about just the nuances of life in these different stages and a lot of different audience questions and things like that. So today we're going to be talking about stepping away from the tornado and letting your children be themselves. This is something that we as parents struggle with a lot. It can be incredibly challenging because we have all these attachments and these expectations, and we're going to talk about that. So this is probably one of the most important lessons in parenting I've ever learned, and I'm going to share that with you today. Before we jump into it, quick shout out to new listeners in Cainta in the Philippines. Thank you for this connection. Thanks for joining us. If you have thoughts and questions and ideas, just use the link in the show notes. Scroll down, look for that. That will take you over to the website, CatherineColleen.com, and the community page, where you can send me your thoughts and your questions. Let me know how all this is going. Don't be shy. That comes directly to me. You will hear back directly from me. And if you have a question, I guarantee there are people all around the world with exactly the same question. So don't be shy. Okay, so if you are a parent, if you know a parent, if you've ever thought about becoming a parent, this is an incredibly important lesson. And it's something that really finally got hammered home to me only recently. But it's something I should have learned a couple of kids ago. But I really only came to understand it on my very last one. And that is, step away from the tornado. You see, the gauntlet from about 16 years old until they're out of the house, which in the United States is usually between 18 and 19, you've got 2-3 years here where it's a time of increasing frustration, if not conflict, between the child and the parent. And as nature would have it, your child moves towards independence. And scared about how the world may treat them, you move to, quote, protect them or give them what you didn't have. But they don't want your protection. And they don't want what you wanted but didn't have. And to make matters worse, they can see the coming cliff. The rushing waterfall of leaving home is as deafening to their ears as it is to yours. And far more terrifying. You think you're scared for them. They're terrified, even if they don't admit it. And because of that, they become this swirling vortex of uncertainty, whether they express that fully or not. You'll see them waffle between trying to get closer to you and trying to push away. And this vortex of uncertainty, it starts relatively small and it grows larger and larger over time. And by the start of their, what we call their senior year here in the U.S., which means they're probably 17 turning 18, their last year of high school before college, they are a full-blown tornado ensnaring anything and anyone who comes near in their chaos, including you, dear parent, and me. And they really don't mean to, but the impending independence that they so insisted on is drawing closer, along with its harsh reality. In other words, as the reality of moving day nears, shit gets real for them as well as you. we don't often think about what they're dealing with, what they're going through in this. And it's in these last 12 to 18 months that you must do the hardest thing that a parent will ever do. You must let go. Really let go. And now, this is critical. Letting go does not mean you stop caring. It means that you let them be independent now while they still have time to practice being independent under your roof and near your presence. It means moving that responsibility that you've been shouldering for the last 17 years from you to them. It means letting go of your responsibility for their choices and your responsibility for their future, because you have neither. You have no control. You have no responsibility. And they need a chance to practice all of that responsibility and independence while you're still nearby, while they're still under your roof. And senior year, or whatever it is, the last year before they go for you, is the perfect time to do that. But this is going to take a lot of fortitude from you. This is going to be hard for you. But that doesn't make it not worth doing. Because what you want is, when they're then gone, off on their own, away from you, you don't want to have to worry about them. You want to know they've got this. And if you allow them to practice getting this by themselves while they're still near you, that you're going to feel a lot better, because you will eventually watch them demonstrate that they've got this. And then they'll feel confident that they've got this. And life will be a little bit better for them when they go. But in the meantime, they are this tornado of chaos in some aspect. Some kids are a tornado of chaos about what they want to do with their life. They're an unguided missile. They're all over the place. Some kids, they know what they want to do in terms of a career, but they're an unguided missile socially or emotionally in some fashion. They're just all over the place. And this tornado of chaos that your child has become is nature's way of saying it's time to step away. Step away from the tornado. Stop offering your advice when they did not ask for it. Stop insisting on certain experiences because you think it would be good for them. Or worse, because you wish you had it back then. In short, stop asking them to live your life over for you to get it right this time. Ouch. That was a little too real, wasn't it? I'm sorry, but you and I both needed to hear it. And it's the truth. Just stop. Breathe. Step away from the tornado. That tornado of a child needs to spin now. It cannot be stopped, or it will die out. Its energy is near infinite and must be released in its own way and in its own time and on its own path. And that's why the tornado is such a beautiful analogy for this. They will come to you excited about 100 ever-changing ideas. And if they will not result in physical injury, then don't judge them unless asked to do so. If they're happy, be glad they're happy. If they're sad, offer comfort. If they ask your opinion, give it honestly. But recognize that their path is not anything like yours, and should not be. They have something unique to offer this world. They just need to spend for a while to figure out what it is. And tornadoes can be so very beautiful. They are forces of nature. And when the spinning stops, the clouds part, and it's blue, calm skies. Okay, there's also a path of destruction. Broken hearts, broken relationships, scattered dreams. But they're usually, ultimately, just fine. They will find their way. Letting your children be themselves does not mean financing their every whim. So be really careful about this. This is the other direction that we tend to go in this stage. Do not finance their every concept. Don't just keep throwing money at it. Step away. And that means you financially step away too. Does that mean I don't fund their college? No, you can fund their college if you want to. But you need to have very specific boundaries on what you're going to fund, and don't let that slip. Otherwise, you just become an unending bank account. And they don't really learn how to do on their own. So it doesn't mean not trying to help emotionally. It means stepping back and letting them figure out what they really want. It does not mean trying to help. It means letting them help themselves. That's the key. Let them learn how to help themselves. Let them learn how to figure out what they really want. Let them figure out how to go get it, and let them go do the work to make it happen. If you really don't want to worry about them when they leave home, this is what I recommend. So step away from that tornado and watch. Just watch without fear. The beautiful force of nature that your child is becoming. The spinning will stop, I promise. They will find their way. It'll be okay. Meanwhile, who are you without them? Maybe it's time to do a little spinning of your own. Especially when it's your last child. This redefinition of who you are when you are not mom or dad. We get so attached to our roles as parent that when the last one is about to leave, we can cling to that role far too long. We can cling to that parent-child relationship when it's at a point where it really needs to break and reform as something more peer-to-peer. And this can cause enormous detriment. Now, people will say, oh, well, parenting is never really over. You're always a parent. No. A parent comes with a connotation of authority. It comes with it a connotation of responsibility. At some point, your responsibility is over. At some point, you have no authority because they don't choose to give it to you anymore. So when the authority and the responsibility is over, then what? Well, it's more like coach. It's more like mentor, advisor. And these are beautiful roles too. So if you can work to practice transitioning into this role in that last year that they're with you, last 12 to 18 months, year and a half, you will be better off too. So let them practice being independent, helping themselves, figuring out what they want, figuring out how to make it happen and making it happen, and you step away and become the mentor, become the coach, become the advisor, release responsibility and authority because you don't have it anymore. Let it go. And reform this concept of parent, mom, dad. Who are you now? You are a mentor. You give advice when they ask for it and not when they don't ask for it. And you step back and you let them be. You're not going to lose them. So worry, I'm going to lose my baby. No, you're not. In fact, if you try to maintain this authoritarian role, I guarantee you will lose your baby. But if you let them be, let them find their own way, let them figure it out, let them make their own way, and you give advice honestly as they ask for it, you will come to have an actually deeper relationship with your child than you ever did when you had anything like authority or responsibility. It's a different, deeper kind of relationship, and one that you may get a lot of enjoyment from. Give it a try. This is gonna, if you've really helicoptered them up until now, this is gonna hurt. This Band-Aid is gonna be really painful when you rip it off, but you've got to do it. Are they going to make mistakes? Sure. Are they going to do some stupid stuff? Absolutely. So are you. So look in the mirror. It'll be okay. Because the only way they're going to learn is through their mistakes. Just like you. All right. That's a pretty heavy commence the hate mail. No. Be sweet. Send me your thoughts, questions, idea after 5 kids. I guess I've got a lot to say on the parenting concept, especially as I prepare in this last year to send off my last one and change my own role. Everything that you hear from me comes from a place of my own experiences and my own research and my own hard lessons learned. So if you can take some benefit from this, then this is great. Send me your thoughts, questions, and ideas. Use the link in the show notes to send those in. Let me know how this is going for you. And let's all learn together. Thanks for joining me. I hope this was helpful. And until next time, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.